Good evening and greetings to the American Fork High School Marching Band. We are together in Kaysville on the campus of Davis High School, October 23rd, for the umpteenth annual Davis Cup Invitational. This is Joe Allison from the School of Music at Eastern Kentucky University. Thrilled with the opportunity of commenting on your performance of Another Viewpoint in the context of Effect Visual. Totally looking forward to that. You're the last group on, and I'm sure you've got lots in store for us. So conditions are pretty cool. It's gotten a little bit chilly, but not by your standards, obviously. The humidity's low, and there's no wind. So it's all good. I'll be reacting to you at your absolute finest. Glad you're here. Good luck. Well, the pre-show thing's commencing, and I'm totally going to enjoy it. Love the way it evolved out of the warm-up thing just right into the pitch center on whatever the ostinato instrument was. It sounded like a pitch drum, but it could be a patch. The 3 plus 3 plus 2, it continues to evolve from there. How very cool. Oh, my goodness, we're distorting the yard lines, no less. Talk about another viewpoint. That's going to distort my entire reality field. I love the hop to four in the center. Literally a kaleidoscopic work in progress here. I'm loving the graphic design and the color and the articulation and all of it. The flags that can completely flood the field. Wow, what a dynamic sense of growth and the swirling in that opening unitized form. Brilliant. Love the way you delay the full fruition of the sound. Simple gifts. Where did that come from in this context? But now it evolves through another viewpoint. Little Copeland medley within the context of the solo material. Very clever. I just can't get over the congruence of costuming and equipment and the guard. I mean, it's pretty close to flawless, huh? Oh, wow. It is a rush of color and motion in the center stage, huh? But yet you keep a very distinctive sense of clarity within that density that makes it very impressive. And then the coalesce build to center focus. And you delay the impact through sonic control. Wow. Just constantly in evolution relative to both the intellectual and the emotional in that regard. Just excellent control by the soloist and the mix and proportion of the development here in terms of focus and energy is just so strong. Yay, tubas. Use that positioning to the greater good. Wow, look at the evolution in the alto brasses over there relative to the body control, physical involvement. Impressive soloist. Got a little muddy in the center stage in the inversion, but the payoff's amazing. And look at the unity on the... Whoa! God! Maximum use of that skirt. I mean, it literally reached up here and grabbed my eyes. That is amazing how you use the lighting. Oh, love the feature group here in terms of their expression, both audio and physical. Just never ceasing elevation of, oh wow, keyboards, yes. But the thing is, it's so much information, but you keep it proportionalized to make it easier for us. That's and the guard continues just to be so elegant in the way the unity of equipment and the body and the flow of all of it interpretively is. Jeez. Very dynamic. Interesting the use of the I don't even know what to call the prop in this cluster group down there. To now hide the soloist. Just kind of evolved out of nowhere. Is it a portal? Something magical about that square at the 30-yard line on the one. Everybody that stands in it becomes a brilliant musician. Oh, God, glorious melodic gesture from the oboist. Oh, my God, that's wonderful. Straight to the heart. Bravissimo. Wow. Wow. Sometimes music trumps all, doesn't it? Check it out. This prop thing, I have no idea what to call it, but I can't wait to see what in the world that you do with that. You foreshadowed it earlier, and now it's in full blossom. And the soloists just continue to extend the line. And again, that pairing of the plume choreography extended in the back one group, and now this developing stage in the center. Ah, jeez. It's rude to talk during this. It really is. But they're paying me for it, so I'm going to. They almost look like magnets polarizing now, that huge prop. I thought it was the promise of living, then I thought it was the Copeland's third. Oh, God, the control and the transparency musically there is amazing. And the guard is just this side of flawless. Jeez. You talk about the intersection of intellectual and emotional. You're standing under the traffic light of it. Wow. Beautimous. And I'm still inquisitive about that just completely obscure, detached prop that you're manipulating back there. Playing around with the interrelationships. Just creating sculpture, aren't you? Oh, and then the octave juxtaposition thing. And here's the battery. Oh. Well, of course. Of course. Just such a fluidity to everything, and they can perform at their highest levels while doing some of the most difficult movement responsibilities. Wow, battery. Wowza everywhere. Oh, now let's just completely change mood succinctly. And now the wind players are manipulating the sculptures. I don't know why this isn't sensory overload. There's so darn many things happening all the time, but somehow there's a sense of proportion and focus. Oh, God, tubas, yes, yes. Now it's an all skate in the baritones. It's, you did a nice job of keeping the sound contextual when you invert the voices there. Interesting 12-8 modulation implied in the battery thing and the guard. In depth, in layers. What's that? Metallic magenta or dark fuchsia, cream, I don't know, whatever. It's brilliant. And then the most popular Copeland motive of all. Oh, yeah. Wow. I feel like you've taken me around the planet and back in about 8 minutes or so. It's pretty amazing. And the level of artistic responsibility, but the level of performance responsibility among the players to be able to to capture the physicality of what you're doing and still have that sense of reserve and artistry to music is, it's totally you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your traditions and your genuine performances. And I am a fan. Thanks. Good luck this week.